try that again. It is 14:33. That is a few minutes past 4:30 in Greenwich Mean Time. It is Wednesday, 10th. I'm only delighted to see you. Where today we're talking, jeepers, a little bit more about the purge. I've been up all night purging, and by purging I mean kind of having one eye open, watching the TV show The Purge. So fuck me. It's absolutely wild. It's absolutely wild. And I was tempted to talk about... No, keep this amongst yourselves. I was tempted to Google the IRA. Just tempted. I haven't done it yet, so... I don't know. Oh, geez. Very, very, very sensitive subject. I have to keep my mouth shut while I'm reading. And when I hand over my face... I must admit that I don't, for a lad who I've always just kind of anytime anyone talked about the IRA, I was just and left the room, or just, I had no interest, so I know nothing about it, so you might have a Google that sometime. I don't know if today is the day. Vegan Steven Podcast is a part of your podcast. Vegan Steven's a fictional character. All characters and events in this show, even though it's based on real people, are entirely fictional. Also, every voice or impersonated poorly. The following program contains coarse language and due to its content, it should not be viewed by anyone. Turn it off. It's wrong. It's immoral. See what happens. And Dr. Boogie has been confirmed this Saturday. He will be on the Vegan Steven podcast. He has confirmed. Allegedly, he's had coronavirus 9 times consecutively. So yeah, that's why he was missing, apparently. Rumour has it. I don't know how true that is, though. And Dos just gonna word in from the producer here. It's too early to make coronavirus jokes. Okay. But it wasn't a joke. Okay, we're moving on. The producer keeps me very, very... I used to be F this, F that. But not so much anymore. Thanks to the good people at Producerland.
I've been informed of your intentions. Suspect she'd fallen victim to the times or the population. She delivered a convincing I cared to the ear. I checked, but her pants were soaking. I thought, find a dumber brand of dildo. You're a tragic user. She left me wasted on the bed. On the bed, past fluid connection doesn't always come from a lover. Wasted on the bed, wasted on the bed. Past fluid connection doesn't always come from a lover. Prescriptions for jury symptoms, personality complex, miss swing with stroke, light emotions. This is no artistic act, it's boredom and I'm dragging. Nothing will be admired from waste, though expensive and appealing. She left me wasted on the bed.
what's happening in the journal, lad. 9 more deaths in Ireland. It's coronavirus times. Oh, jeepers. Virginia State. Christopher Columbus. He was now a chancellor. He went to the Queen and said, I'm an important lad. Give me loads of money and I'll bring you back more money. And he's a bit of a spoofer, if anyone wants to know the history of Christopher Columbus. But, bit of an old... You're psychopathic head. And all that stuff. Anyway. So, some lads have toppled the statue. And also set fire and thrown it into a lake. Set fire to a statue. Well, at least it looks good. Christopher Columbus. Okay, a lot of stuff kicked off with Christopher Columbus. He got in a big boat and he went to he went to America or something, and then he thought he was in India, so he called the Americans Indians and stuff. And still to this day, people confuse the terms. Anyway, whatever. So that sounds fucking brilliant. I'll definitely watch a video of that now. Anyway, so what an amazing man, Christopher Columbus, but also he did an awful lot of awful shit. So not amazing, but geez, he got loads of stuff done in one lifetime. What a flipping lad. He was flat at it. Would you be worn out? You go all the way from England to America on the boat, and you're like, oh, grand. People back home, they love this. But you've spent fucking weeks and months going back. Oh, could you be arsed? I'm just a lad who fucking has no time for just sitting on a boat doing nothing. But I guess they were shifting each other and all the rest of it. Anyway, very controversial history. I'm confused how to talk about it without putting in opinions and stuff. So, Fabio Dylan says, I presume Discovery Day is null and void. I don't know what that is, but lovely. Alright. Oh, jeepers. The Cape of Good Hope. Oh, yeah. Alright, here we go. So this lad, Christopher Columbus, eh? Christopher Columbus. I'm just fucking, do I explain the whole Christopher Columbus thing? Cause that'll take the whole fucking thing, full fucking show. Alright. Anyway. We'll keep going. This is completely wrong. On Fort says Pod. P-A Father D. I think he's just making up a fucking name there. Unfortunately, this way of life back then, it is just fact of life. Slavery was part of everyday life. Don't get me wrong now, he says. It was utter disgraceful and completely immoral. But Christopher Columbus was known for more than just transporting slaves. So do we just remove everything that associated with the bad things from the past? That's the big thing right now. It's like getting rid of people who don't it's a bit of a head fuck, because you're tearing down statues of heroes in as regards fucking people who were respected at the time. But since then, they're no longer politically correct because the values of society have changed. And they want to rip down the old statues and go, ah, fucking rah, rah. And It kind of makes sense, but also it's kind of a weird one. Yeah, maybe they're right. Who knows? What do you think? Give an old tinkle below. Thanksgiving will surely be cancelled, says Owen. PETA will be happy, says Sylvia O'Regan. Why would PETA give a fuck? cannot just put up a plaque to say he was a complete cunt. Cannot you just put up a plaque to say, geez, plaque spelled mental, PLAQUE. Like, yeah, he did awful, awful things. I guess it'd be the same as hanging up a statue of Hitler or something, wouldn't it? I guess there's no statues of Hitler, so I guess we're using that logic. Oh, Jesus. I'm confused. It's too early. I just got up at the crack of 4 o'clock in the afternoon to do this podcast. I hope you appreciate it. It is the Morning Espresso. Here's a... setting a statue on fire. Like, how gas is that? There's a statue kind of... near me-ish that I grew up with, and every so often the statue's head is missing. It's just, his whole fucking head's just gone. The people must be watching too many episodes of The Simpsons. They keep putting, this lad like did controversial stuff, or I don't know what the fuck he did. Maybe he's a Protestant or something. I don't know, or involved, I don't know what the fuck he did. Anyway. Oh geez, some of these jokes are, anyway. Alright, definitely coming out wrong. Alright, so, but yeah, every so often his head's just fucking missing, and I'm always like, what the fuck's going on, what's going on with him? And then every so often his head is like found and welded back on and all this stuff. So some people really don't want the statue there, some other people want it up. I'm not sure the reasons, probably something controversial or something. Anyway, here's what Miriable Stonegate says. This is just vandalism, oh my word. Those involved in such acts should be locked up for criminal damage. Oh my. Okay, so here's what Archangel says in response. He writes about 10 million paragraphs here. Oh my god. Maybe he'll explain it. It's some lad talking shite on the comment section. Excuse me. Because Christopher Columbus represents a period of history when slavery was acceptable. If that's the case, then our lives are going to be very different, as almost everything we have come from a time when child labour and slavery was acceptable. Textiles, paper industry, and the rubber industry. This lad's spitting some sick lyrics right here, man. Preach! Steel industry, mining industries, tobacco industry, sugar industry, fishing and rail industry. Britain wouldn't have to be in the Industrial Revolution without the slave trade and blah, blah, blah. Brilliant. Alright, he keeps going. Lovely. Joe Vlogs says, what they are effectively trying to repaint history, silence, discourage, and label anything they do not like as racist. I have to remind a white privileged person who was trying to portray my ambivalence to the Black Lives Matter as racism that I had an ethnic minority individual who had a track record on working with ethnic minorities and communities. Extracting an apology was a very sweet moment. I'm tired of middle class white people teaching me about racism. Right, we got a lad here. He's on his high horse. I can't even see the top of his head up there. Alright, here's Rochelle. It's shaping the future, actually. Alright. Columbus and others will remain in the history books, but shouldn't be celebrated with moments on the street. Monuments on the street, excuse me. Fucking Christ. Your first sentence is very dumb. The vast majority of people are not trying to do that at all, says Kevin. Oh my word. In response to people are trying to repeat history. And then it goes on to, where will it end? Washington was a slave owner, so get him off the money one. Lincoln and native peoples, for example. Should we put all the GPO, and if you support mob action, what happens when they call at the door if they perceive you have insulted cult of workings? Their cult of wokeness. Wokeness. What the fuck is wokeness? Mount Rushmore, says some of that. Alright, yeah, so you get the point. Oh, do you? President Higgins says Ireland and Africa have to each experience racism and a suppressed culture. Alright. Lovely and lovely. It's Christopher Columbus. Oh, he's some master. Oh, Christy. Jum bum bum bum. CrossFit CEO resigns after outrage over George Floyd comments. Oh my word. Not CrossFit. No! Everyone knows one Karen who's mad into CrossFit. Ah, no. They're pre-Karens. Christy, let's have a little look at you. Come here to me now. Jake Curry on Twitter says, keep the Christopher Columbus statue to turn his head into a public toilet. Oh my word. Robert Baldwin III on Twitter says, a decapitated Christopher Columbus statue might be better than our removed Christopher Columbus statue. There's a metaphor there. And Deirdre Hopkins says, also, if you didn't know, Christopher Columbus didn't discover America. The Moors. M-O-O-R-S. Maybe, is that morons? Or I don't know what that means. You already have trading with Native Americans. Know their real history. Know yourself. Alright. Grand. How did Christopher Columbus? This is enotes.com. Columbus changed the world because he introduced the greedy, land-hungry Europeans to America. Oh, yeah, those Europeans, man. Tut, tut. He not only ultimately caused the founding of the United States, Mexico, Canada, but he also shaped many other Caribbean and South American nations. He set everyone exploring and reshaped the world. Cut off his head. Nah, he's a bad dude. Who discovered America? Who discovered the New World? Okay, great. I was a cheeky chappy. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Did someone say Christopher Columbus fun facts? Let's go. Columbus didn't set out to prove the Earth was round. Oh, my. Apparently he married some woman for her name or something, so it seemed like he had a better name. And anyway, unbelievable fact about Christopher Columbus. I wanted some shocking stuff, like he cheated on his wife, and then everyone goes, oh, cut off his dick as well. Cheater. Alright, here we go. Five unbelievable facts. What should we get up to? Speaking of names, those boats were not. I have a mild technical difficulty here. Grant. That hurts. Fadkar says people of colour who grew up in Ireland can be made to feel they're not fully Irish. There you are. So, racism in Ireland? It's real. It's real. It's real. Here's a little bit of comments. There he is. He's giving a big speech. Fair play to him. I always end up checking out the microphones. Okay. Oh, jeepers. Someone's jumping in straight here with some character defamation of good Leo. What did they say? Martin Woods, straight in for the jugular, says, Leo, fascism. Oh, my fuck. It's not about colour, and you party lockdown all the people who have hit on hard times. Alright, Martin. Mr. Scrub, here's a bit, probably shows a picture of Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. He is speaking about racism. Okay, very good. Jared chimes in. Writes millions, so we're going to skip him. Pat says, how many articles have been published in the past 7 days calling the Irish racist? Oh, Jared chimes in with a fucking million. Alright, we're going to jump in. Just bear with me. It's a long fucking comment. Here we go. Actually, they're saying there's some racism, like, everywhere. Mm-hmm. none of these articles have ever suggested Ireland's the most racist place in the world, and pretending they did it false dichotomy. Either everything in is perfect, or you're saying Ireland is terrible. And I don't know, the second one isn't true. And he just keeps going. And then another lad says, well said, Jared. Alright, for fuck's sake, alright, we'll keep going. And the fact that some people can't accept, and instead of having any sympathy or even evidence to complain about how hearing about it is bothering them just shows there is a problem. Anyone not interested in the problem can just ignore the articles instead of trying to actively suppress any mention of it. Except, apparently, they can't. So, that's, he wrote a big load there, and there it is. So, Shamo Tibe, a picture of himself jumping on a trampoline, says, now, he is call of the people of Ireland racism. Ah, here, on your bike, Leo. Elections tomorrow, please. Flip. Oh my word. Oh my. Oh. Hopefully, I'm not meant to be talking about politics. I also don't. Oh, politics is fucking. Considering the fact that a lot of people say he isn't even Irish because one of his parents came from India, I would say he is right that some people are racist. Okay. And then Boy Scareris, a picture of him with the lad, says, there's a world of difference between calling someone a racist and pointing out racism exists in a country. If you can't tell the difference, maybe you ought to go back to school. And there's four exclamation marks, so he's feckin', he's raging. Daniel Dunn says, Leo is certainly ticking all the boxes ahead of the inevitable EU plum posting. Plum posting? Alright. I could be reading out something real dirty here and I wouldn't have a notion. Plum posting, coming to a store near you. He's posting plums. Plum, 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 plums. Oh, okay. So the History Channel has saved us. So I said he did some, you know, fucking horrific things. Slavery and stuff like that. So let's have a little sneaky look and see History Channel has to say. Christopher Columbus didn't set out to prove the earth was round. Forget those myths procured by everyone from Washington Irving to Bugs Bunny. There was no need for Columbus to debunk the flat earthers. In ancient Greek already had done so. Alright. So he wasn't a flat earther. So if you're thinking that, History Channel is calling you out for a fight. Columbus was likely not the first European across the Atlantic. Right, we get the idea. We get the idea. Right, more lads talking about racism in Ireland. Here we go. Dave Byrne says, maybe the Journal could do a story on all those NGO, ICE, MEME, or... He's just listing off acronyms or something here. So, yeah. Who is behind them, he says. What funding do they receive from the state? Also, why do we need so many of them? Alright, another lad said, Lopez says, being born in Ireland doesn't make you Irish. Not after 2005. Jeez, what happened 2005? Celtic Tiger says, being raised here does, even if the new type of Irish that is not what was here before. Each generation. What is meant to be Irish? Grant, here we go. Mark Connell says, Leo is in the EU feeder list, as he said himself. What? Alright. Ireland has Buncorrect na Iheran. I think he's speaking Irish there, or French, or one of them. As its constitution, they cannot coexist, hence gradually deconstruction. Oh. Alright, this is the last one. This is Karen. And she's a picture of her kid.
Alright.
So, she might be a living meme. Who knows? Racism absolutely exists in Ireland, she says. Most of it is very subtle, but I have seen it in action. Oh, it's fucking hilarious when there's a racist dog. Oh, it's so good. Oh, my friends are all, there's a racist dog. Oh, it's absolutely brilliant. Because the owner is obviously like fucking mortified. Like the dog's fucking racist. It's like an adopted dog. Anytime it sees I don't know, a non-Irish person or something, fucking barks the house down. I don't know what happened to the dog. Ah, oh, Jesus. Bit of a Curb Your Enthusiasm kind of thing. Worth mentioning, it's not only Irish people who were now multicultural society. Point I am trying to make, other cultures are also racist. Not always black and white. So people are loving that. Not My Ireland chimes in here and says, the worldwide wish to end racism is dangerous. With a stupid comment. Oh my word. Nor Wander says, that's not what he said. They're disagreeing. And they're giving out a load of politicians here and stuff, so I'll just... I think this... maybe getting caught up in the details. Who knows? Controversial statue in England and Wales could go to reviews plagued aimed at anti-racism. So, they're looking about taking down more statues in England and Wales. So, statues... seem to be under threat right now. Alright. Cool. And yesterday there was a Little Britain did a sketch where they involved blackface, and now I guess whoever's showing the TV shows tightening their bolts on that topic because it's trendy right now or whatever, and it's been declared too risky as of last week or something, and they got pulled. But anyway, So the player says now, anyway, whoever this is. Yeah. It's very risky comedy, it's very risky comedy, so it would... Well, let's just see what people have to say, because obviously, it's done, ironically, which is kind of irony is lost on a lot of people, because everyone thinks they have a sense of humour, but not many people have a developed sense of humour and stuff. Bit of irony. Anyway, sure, we'll see. So, Julian King, what does Julian King have to say about this? So, here we are. So, they've been blacklisted. If that term is still allowed, controversial. Nicole says, apologise, you racist. It's just a list. No need to bring colour into it. I'm not sure if that joke... Maybe that was a joke. Joke mother. It's fucking hard to know. And then the response to that is... Tropic Thunder will be next on the chopping board. Yeah, that has blackface in it again for, comedy. Robert Beauty says, for F's sake. Thomas King says, yup, telling the next I can have blackout blinds. Yep, they'll be telling me next I can't have blackout blinds. Alright. Spud Murphy says, and no black coffee while wearing your black jeans. Alright. Michael Byrne says, revision of history happening before our eyes. Alright. Boom says, crazy. It's history made not PC now, but I don't remember any outrage at the time. Crazy, it's history, maybe not PC now, but I don't remember any outrage at the time. Yeah. Fabio Dillon says, I fear for our world. Our world where we can't watch bit of comedy. Anyway, Derek Walsh says, indeed, what will the world be like if it's just a little bit harder to access a 20 year old comedy sketch show now? Terrifying. Alright, Fergus O'Connor says, North Korean state TV. Oh my word. Longan says, the Wayans brothers apologise for white chicks. Oh wait, that's different. So they apologise for hit movie? Alright, anyway. Fergus Murphy says, they should apologise purely because it's terrible movie. Oh, Jesus. Owen Carroll says, wash your mouth out with soap. And getting on to new little thing. Anthony Wellen says, looks a bit of a gangster now. Or else he's just looking well. I don't know. I'm just going to move on before I say anything else. He says, black paint, black shoe polish, blackberries, black hole, and numerous others others all must be eradicated from English language. We must protect people's sensitivities. Good Lord. And then in brackets, oops, someone else offended now.
Oh my word.
And Brian Narvin comments, white Guinness. Alright. Louise says, black jeans, black bears, black crows. Alright. So, Chris Damara says, I'm just surprised the journal has allowed people to disagree. Yeah. Richard Corran says, give it time. Alright, and Peter Penske says, I think some politically correct snowflakes are totally not getting the concept of satire. good thing I have DVDs. I don't want Netflix and others to tell me what I should and shouldn't watch. Oh! Go on, Peter Pansky. Go on! Laying down the fucking law. Alan Curry says, nothing should be banned regarding a comedy if you don't have a sense of humour. Just stick on the news. Stick to the news. And she replies to herself like a fucking baller. It's like liking your own comment on Facebook, for fuck's sake. Add to that, Jesus Christ, no one asked. Anyway, we're still going. How many people were offended by it, as opposed to how many people were democracy anyone? How many were democratically anyone? I don't get that. Track Time says you must have not seen Rosie O'Donnell on stage. Damn. Minamaro says pathetic. They'll try to cancel South Park next. Shit. Jared McBride says can't wait for that episode. Oh shit, his profile picture is the fucking Satan lad, Charles Manson. Jeepers. Ross, whose picture is Baby Yoda, says if they cancel South Park we all have to protest. Can't wait for South Park Joe Exotic scenes. Ah, it's gonna be wild. Joe says Snowflake Bull. Alright, just keep going on. Alright, maybe we'll have a little look at what actually happened anyway. So, BBC Player. Netflix, BBC Player, Now TV, as well as UK based service BritBox, have removed both comedy series. So, there you are. Jumping on the bandwagon. Bit of, what's that, corporate housekeeping. As you look. Bum bum bum. Bum bum. Scooby doo beep 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 beep. Social distancing. Stories from Sky News. World becoming less peaceful and COVID-19 will ... The Guardian says Wednesday briefing George Floyd will change the world. Guardian says EU says China behind huge wave of COVID-19 disinformation. What? An unnamed Chinese diplomat also claimed falsely that 80 French lawmakers had used racist slur against the head of the World Health Organization. All right. The Guardian says, are you immune? Immune? That's a very good word, isn't it? Immune, tune, in tune, flune. The new class system could shape the something or else. There you are. So there's some new class system that could shape COVID-19, experts suspect, but there's no proof. Alright, there you are. New York Times says the world reopens despite skyrocketing coronavirus cases. CBC.ca says coronavirus, what's happening around the world Wednesday. The Guardian, Bruduni president dies of illness suspected of coronavirus. New York Times, says, surging coronavirus case push Latin America to the limit. George Floyd, The Guardian again, George Floyd triggers wave of racist activism around the world. Wonderful. And also more coronavirus updates.
We're going on to the second page of the news.
So top stories seem to be George Floyd, Carol Baskin came out that the name on her husband's will had officially been forged, and also that well, now these are coming from very trashy sources, just to warn you, like, so. And that she now has the land of Joe Exotic. She got all this fucking land. So I'd say he's pissed. Carol Baskin News. Looking up these coronavirus, sorry, these fucking Jesus. What's a good man? Someone's saying, like, oh, I know I love having a go at religion, but did you know that during his fourth voyage, yeah, four times, he'd be fucking arsed. Anyway, during his first voyage, this Christopher Columbus, good Christy, bad Christy now. Christopher Columbus was in intense pain in his eyes, bled regularly, which left him blind for long periods of time. Fucking Christ. He could barely sit or stand due to the pain in his joints. Many historians believe he was suffering from rioters syndrome, that's E-I-T-E-R-S syndrome, which causes diarrhea, inflammation, joints, eye and bladder. Fucking hell. Columbus is often referred to as the father of the New World. In later life, Columbus began to write in bizarre book titled Book of Prophecies. In this book, he insisted that all the voyages had been divine missions directed by God. He believed that the world was coming to an end and that he, Columbus, was bringing it about. Standard enough. Quiet night in. Here we go. Bag of cans and the end of the world. Number 20. Near the end, this is a factreceiver.com.
Factreceiver.com.
Near the end of his life, Columbus wrote a book called Book of Privileges that listed all the promises the Spanish crown had made to him over the years and the ways the crown had not honored these promises. Oh my word. 19. Later in his life, for reasons unknown, Columbus wore a plain Francinian habit everywhere he went. Columbus wore a plain Francinian habit. What is that? We'll never know, but he wore it. It was high fashion at the time, perhaps. What the fuck is that? The gods of it's just a big fucking robe kind of thing. Star Wars job. Before Columbus was famous admiral and governor of the New World, he was a pirate and privateer who helped attack the Moorish merchant ships. Next one. When Columbus landed in the New World, he believed that he had reached the Indies. Thus, he thought the people he met were Indians, even though more than 500 years have passed since the voyage. The native people of America are still referred to as the Indians. Next one. Columbus landed in the Bahamas, all the Caribbean islands, including Dominican Republic and Cuba, were settled by the group of peaceful people called the Tainos. T-A-I-N-O-S. It's Russia today. Chinese are coming. Oh my flip. NATO chief Stoltenberg warns Beijing near west in multiple ways. NATO Security General Jens Stoltenberg has said the West cannot ignore either of the military or economic rise of China. He admitted that the world is facing a shift in global balance of power. Here we go. And let's hope they don't have COVID-19. Australia's top officials blasts Black Lives Matter protesters for denying government pleas not to rally. People who attended mass protests against the police brutality risked wiping out Australia's progress in combating COVID-19, a top official has said, after the nation's chief doctor had pledged people not to assemble, begged people not to assemble outside. Cool. And the Nelson Mandela Foundation is helping out, things like that, probably. Statue of colonial era King Leopold II removed in Belgium aimed Black Lives Matter protests. Alright. And Heart of Darkness researchers detect pulsating rhythm of supermassive black hole 600 million light years away. Scientists have rediscovered the heartbeat from a supermassive black hole 600 million years light years away after it went missing for several years. How do you miss a supermassive black hole? And yeah, that's very far away, isn't it? Ba-ba-ba-ba. Car plows through pedestrians in Munich, injuring 3 people, hurt police. Munich drove into people, occupants jumped, and all sorts of things like that. Wonderful. And Poland Duaba up against EU values as he makes pre-election vow to protect children from foreign ideology of LGBT. So it appears that he's not up for, maybe he's not mad into gay rights or something. Let's find out. Poland's conservative president has pledged to protect his country's children from the propaganda of LGBT ideology. As he seeks re-election, his stance flies in the face of values held in Brussels, Poland's long-time donor. Okay. Iran slams Washington. Unlawful nuclear moves in a letter to IAEA officials. The Iranian ambassador has condemned recent moves by the US intended to prevent international nuclear cooperation in a letter addressed to the International Atomic Energy Level, IAEA, on Tuesday. And a little bit on China before we go. Go on, Russia today, you're on fire. Keep going. Woo! No way to say whether COVID-19 originated in China, ambassador claims. A Chinese ambassador in Russia has said there is no proof that COVID-19 originated in China, and that the government may have simply managed to detect the virus faster than others than in other countries. Very cheeky. Well, maybe he's right. Who knows? Who knows? And oh, jeepers! Watch bare-breasted protesters being chased by Paris police after demonstrating Fatiterel pandemic. I'll have to start protesting topless. Hopefully people will like me then or something like that. So what is it? It's how to prevent daycare. It is women's work. Rethinking women's work. It's PARTAORIACHAL. And women in science are battling both COVID-19 and periestrogen. Is it something to do with feminism? I can't figure it out. Sorry, I have no idea what the word means. I'm trying to find out. Oh, it's a patriarchy. Relating to the patriarchal society. A tall man who cut the patriarchal figure and something. Yeah, alright. So, something to do with that. Nice one. Jeez. And also... Of course we're not alone. Russian scientist says we're using the wrong tools to hunt for aliens. Alright. Oh, jeebus. Bitcoin is getting big again. I know it's always big, but I think it's getting big in the news at the moment. The last few days. Yep. No more blacklists and slaves. Uh-oh. Was that your phone or mine? Microsoft developer rethinks calls to make coding politically correct. And in the wake of George Floyd's protest, a developer has published a blog post detailing how to rename the oppressive coding vocabulary, which includes terms such as master, slave, blacklist and whitelist. Man, that is going to be something else. Alright, so listen, consider getting the merch below, official merch, of course. Mugs, t-shirts, all that good stuff. And thank you very much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed yourself. Take care of yourself. Life's hard, keep trucking. And get fucking pumped, lad. Get fucking pumped. It's a lovely day. All the best. Over and out.